What a good player he has become for the Fremantle Football Club, and he was as good as anyone they had in their jumper yesterday, Lachie Neale, and the on-baller for the Dockers. A team that's into another preliminary final has been good enough to join us the morning after the day before. G'day, Lachie. Congratulations, mate. Well played. Into another prelim, mate. How have you pulled up?
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I've pulled up quite well. A little bit sore, as you are after most AFL games, but looking forward to the week off and getting into another week's preparation for a prelim final in a couple of weeks' time.
Lachie, the first half of yesterday's game seemed a bit like the game you had against them earlier in the year. I mean, you blew them off the park early, and then after half-time it became a real grind, and not trying to take anything away from their efforts, but do you feel like you guys just sort of backed off a little bit subconsciously, or did they make you sort of play to a lesser level?
Yeah, I think you can't take away from Sydney the pressure and the way that they really fought out the game. They were really impressive, and although they were undermanned, we knew coming in that they were going to provide that sort of effort. And I think the first half it was really hot and intense, and we were able to play some pretty good footy, and then in the second half we dropped off a bit, and we sort of overhandballed and lost a bit of structure in front of the ball, and Sydney were able to lock it in their front half and put enormous pressure on our back half.
Lachie, well done on the win yesterday. I see 3 goals to Ballantyne, 3 to Walters. Outstanding contributions from your small forwards. If we take perhaps a slightly negative look at it, with the nature of finals and how they're played, ideally would we be seeing a bigger contribution from your tall forwards on the scoreboard?
Yeah, it was a different sort of game in terms of the conditions. It wasn't raining during the game, but it had been wet beforehand, and the wind was, yeah, as I said, blustery. So the Smalls' credits, they were really good and provided that scoreboard pressure for us, and it was a tough day for the Talls, and it was really hard to read the ball out there where it was going to drop. So it was probably a day for the Smalls, to be honest, although Kurt Tibbett had a really strong game for Sydney.
Are you finding it hard to get... I mean, look, don't get me wrong here. Winning a final is a great performance. You're into a home preliminary final. But I look at your season and I reckon the first 8 rounds you played as a team to a higher level than you have subsequently. I mean, do you think that's a fair assessment or not?
Yeah, look, we're not playing our best football at the moment, and we had patches on the weekend where we thought we were playing really well and moving the ball as we would have liked, but we're not quite at our best offensively at the moment, and we'll work really hard over the next couple of weeks to try and rectify that as we have been all season. So we're under no illusions that we've got to improve, but as you said, we're happy to get the win and move on to a home prelim. If you had asked at the start of the year if we'd take a home prelim, I think everyone would have taken that.
Absolutely, no doubt about that.
Lachie, you mentioned you'd like to be better offensively. Can you elaborate on that? How does that look and what does that mean?
Yeah, well, obviously it's been stated that we need to kick a bigger score, and we haven't been able to quite do that as we would have liked. And earlier in the year we were playing some really good footy and kicking a bigger score. So our ball movement, at times we've gone away from the principles that have got us to scoring more, and that's something that we keep reviewing and we need to keep looking at and finding ways to penetrate defences and kick a couple more goals. But there's no quick fix and there's no simple answer, but we've just got to keep working hard and reviewing our games and where we went wrong and what we should have done better when we've got the ball in hand.
And yet you must be buoyed by the fact that when you're on still, your best football is scintillating. I mean, the first 20 minutes of that game yesterday against what appeared to be against the breeze and in really difficult conditions, you were breathtaking the way you hit the scoreboard early in that game. We saw you a couple of weeks ago at Etihad Stadium. Scotty, the game against North Melbourne, where you were just red hot early in that game. Your best football is still potent and it's still offensively awesome. And it is in there. It's not as if it's completely disappeared from what you blokes are producing. We can see it in, you know, over sustained periods within matches, but it just, for whatever reason, you can't tap into it for 4 quarters.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we're really optimistic that we can improve and get the results that we're looking for, because we have proved that we can do it. And although it's only been in patches over the last few months, We know that we can produce it. So we've just got to work really hard on trying to produce it for four quarters. And lately that hasn't happened. But, yeah, like I said, we're really optimistic that we can get that and produce that in the next couple of weeks.
Lockie, obviously this isn't the case over there, but over here there's still, believe it or not, a couple of guys on that side who people don't know much about at all. Now, Spur and Sutcliffe, I think, have started to get their deserved kudos over the last 12 months or so, but the guy who really impressed me and a lot of other people, I presume, yesterday was Sheridan. Can you just give us a bit of a rundown on what makes him tick and his strengths?
Yeah, Tommy came through the door the same draft as me, so he was a really, really high pick, and he was our first-round choice in the 2011 draft. So we knew when we picked him up that we had a guy that had a lot of talent. He played for the Calder Cannons, I think, in the TAC Cup, and was an inside midfielder and provided a really good balance of inside and outside work. And he's come in and he's playing off half-back at the moment, and his run and carry and his youth is a real key for us, and credit to him, he's worked extremely hard over the last couple of years to develop his game and crack into the senior side. So he's a guy that's really come on in leaps and bounds this year, and he's improved dramatically and a real key to us this year, and it's a credit to him.
Lockie, no game this week. Is there an opportunity to freshen up, or will you continue to train pretty solidly?
Yeah, I think we will train quite solidly. I think we'll have a session on the weekend as well, but I'm not too sure how it'll structure up just yet. We've got the day off today, obviously, and we'll head into the club, and I'm sure they'll map out what the next couple of weeks look like. And it is important that we keep our training up so that doesn't drop away, but maybe on the physical side of things, it'll lighten up a bit, and it just gives you that break from contact with bodies.
There was a lot of talk about how grueling a pre-season you guys had. How would you, I mean, if it's possible to remember how you felt physically 12 months ago and 24 months ago, how would you compare how knackered you are now compared to a year and 2 years ago?
Yeah, it's hard to sort of compare, but all I know is within my body, I'm really confident that I've done the preparation, especially this pre-season. We got a lot more work in terms of our running volume, and I've found this year, I think being in the system for a few years now has definitely helped. I've done a few pre-seasons now, but having done those extra kilometres, I feel like I'm the fittest that I've been at this point of the year, and my body's actually feeling really good for the end of a season. So the credit to our fitness staff and the way they mapped out the pre-season, I think our guys are up and about at the moment.
Do you think there was more consciousness of that from Ross, given that, you know, I know you had injuries last year, but the final series, you went out in straight sets. It just appears like there's been even more attention to detail paid to the physical preparation and mapping out the performance over the course of 6 months so that you're even more finely tuned this time of year.
Yeah, I think the AFL is ever evolving, and every team has to improve, otherwise they're going backwards. You can't just stay at the same level. And I think Ross, along with our fitness staff, recognised that we had to improve and keep up with the competition. So they changed a bit of the program in the pre-season, and it's paid dividends.
Talking to Lockie Neal, who was as good as any Fremantle Docker yesterday. Lockie, I don't know how seriously Ross and the match committee are considering Ryan Crowley, and I concede with you that it's going to be their call, but you've been training with him for the last couple of weeks. How does he look?
Yeah, Ryan's in really good physical shape, and he's come back and done everything right. So, like you said, it's completely up to the match committee what happens there, but he's given himself every chance, I suppose, and yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. And I know our Waffle affiliate play today, so I'll go down and have a look at them, and hopefully they can keep winning so he can be available for them as well if that's the case.
Now, you're going to have a fortnight's build-up to two preliminary finals Perth. Now, even across the country, we're getting a sense of how big it's going to be. Can Perth handle it, Lockie, or is the whole town just going to spontaneously combust?
Yeah, well, that's it. I'm a bit worried about the city. It might explode over here. It was a really exciting week this week, having a couple of finals in Perth, and to have two home prelims for both the WA sides is really exciting for footy in Perth. So I think on that same weekend, there's going to be the Waffle Grand Final on the Sunday or something. Jeez. So there's going to be three massive games at Subi across Friday, Saturday, Sunday, which is really exciting for the state of WA.
Might just ask you one question about the opposition from yesterday before we let you go, mate. They get to play again next week, obviously. Josh Kennedy, his second and third quarters were of such a high standard against what was the established kind of momentum of that game. You were definitely on top, and yet he was doing what he was doing. His third quarter was ridiculously good. Do you get a chance within a game? Are you aware of, gee, this bloke's on fire at the moment, we've got to do something about him, what can we do about him? One of us has to do something about this guy. Did you get a sense for how influential he was becoming?
Yeah, I could tell out on the ground that he was having a big day, especially in the third quarter. We turned the ball over quite a lot, and a lot of the time it ended up in Josh's hands, and he was using the ball supremely well and hitting all his targets. So you could tell out there that he was getting a bit of ball, and around stoppages you can try and keep an eye on him, but AFL's so up and down these days that once there's a turnover, it can be hard to get back onto that player. And although he was in great nick in that third quarter, it was hard to sort of lock down on him because we were turning the ball over so much.
Mate, well played. It was a Fremantle win through and through against an opposition that refused to lie down and obviously didn't take a defeatist attitude over there, despite the fact that they had a couple of key players not in the side. You got the job done, as you most often do. Enjoy the week off, whatever that looks like for you, and we'll look forward to seeing you again out there in the colours on preliminary final weekend. Well played. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Lachie Neale, who had 32 of them yesterday, was equal to any other Fremantle player.